This is Imran, and you're listening to In My Humble Opinion. I love living in America, and one of the things I love the most about this great nation is our freedom to discuss any topic in the world. We can talk and disagree on almost any topic in the world. You can even discuss whether there is a God or not. You can discuss whether Jesus Christ was a prophet or not, or whether he even ever lived or not. You can discuss if Islam is a religion of terror or not. You can discuss if blacks have some tendency to commit more crimes than whites or not. You can call the President of the United States, George W. Bush, an idiot, or somebody can disagree with that. You can call Dick Cheney an evil person, and someone can disagree with that. You can say Halliburton is basically the most favored American company taking business in Iraq, etc., simply because Dick Cheney was the president of the company. There is not a single topic in our great nation, in our society, in our day-to-day life that is not open for discussion, and that's what makes us great. However, what always amazes me is there is one topic in the world on which there is no disagreement. Nobody dares to have an alternate opinion, and that is the issue of Israel. That is the issue of Israel attacking or bombing its neighbors. It is the issue of Israel occupying other people's lands. It is the issue of Israel dropping bombs in neighborhoods trying to kill one terrorist but killing 7 or 10 other people and not making any excuse for that fact, while they use American taxpayer-funded money, while they use our money and our F-16s to drop bombs in civilian neighborhoods. And in the meantime, Israel is the country that has constantly spied on us in the United States. Israel is the country that has sold our technology and our know-how to countries like China. And this is the thing that amazes me, is you can say there is no God and somebody can say there is a God, but you cannot question Israeli actions. The U.S. will every single time veto any resolution in the United Nations that questions Israel's use of force in the occupied territories or on Palestine or on Lebanon or any other country. I can understand the U.S. trying to be a loyal friend to Israel, but Israel is a country that spies on us, takes our money, and then uses our defense-related weapons to go bomb countries that did not attack it. I am no supporter or even a fan of Hezbollah. I understand that they are a religious and dangerous fanatic group. However, the Israelis have continued to target civilians in Palestine, in the occupied territories, and also in the territories they recently left. However, they continue to take every opportunity to kill Palestinian leaders, whether they be Hamas or others, and in the collateral damage, when some Palestinian civilians or children die, no major newspaper in America will ever print a picture of that. Even though I cannot understand why Palestinians would go and kidnap or kill even a single Israeli soldier from an area where they have just withdrawn from, I think it's a stupid thing that the Palestinians did. It's a stupid thing that the Hezbollah did when they went and kidnapped 2 Israeli soldiers. But here's my question. How does that justify the taking of 2 soldiers? If, for example, in the Philippines where we have US troops, or in South Korea, some local group in South Korea or the Philippines kidnaps 2 American soldiers, are we as Americans going to bomb the hell out of the Philippines or South Korea, or will we try to find those soldiers that were kidnapped? And anybody else who tries to make this an apology for Israel all the time, that Israel is constantly under attack, no, Israel is often the one that drops bombs on civilians, and when those people retaliate, then our newspapers, our media, and our politicians become apologists for Israel, making the rest of the world laugh at us, not just the Europeans, but the rest of the world, even our allies, scratch their heads thinking, how is America so well controlled by the Zionazis and the Israeli lobby? I guess it's driven by the fact that the Israeli lobby in the United States is very strong, and what I cannot stand about our politicians is how they put Israeli interests above those of the United States, and I cannot stand that. I'm an American. I want America to stand by its friends. I don't want people like Hezbollah to be firing rockets into Israel, but I also do not want American taxpayer-funded F-16s to be dropping bombs on civilians in Palestine or Lebanon. What do you think? Let me know at www.imran.com.